How y'all doing today?
All right, how you?
Doing great, doing great.
Doing all right. Better now that I'm getting to speak with you two gentlemen. Congratulations on your roles in Freaknik. Why was it important to get the story of this this wild gathering down in documentary form, Jermaine?
Well, one, it's because it's a story that's never been told. And it's a lot of stories inside this story that's never been told. And as we celebrate hip hop being probably the biggest genre of music ever and to be the most addictive, and I feel like the most crossover, which crosses all cultures and everybody, different lives and everything together. When you look at hip hop, you know so many stories about the West Coast and you know so many stories about the East Coast, but how many stories have you heard about the South? How many stories have you seen about the South? You've heard bits and pieces here and there, and you've seen people take our influences and do what they want to do with it. But the actual stories of how things were created and why we do certain things in hip hop, a lot of that came from us. A lot of that came from Atlanta. A lot of that came from Miami. A lot of that came from the South, period. And the stories just weren't told. You know what I mean? People weren't telling the stories at the time of it happening. And then you wait 10 years afterwards, and then it's like, okay, well, we don't really want to hear that story at this point. So I feel like, all of this, that I just got a message. Somebody hit me and it was like, man, it's crazy that you did Super Bowl, and Super Bowl felt like an Atlanta situation with Usher and Lil Jon and everybody. And then now you got this documentary, and it just feels like y'all are really, really speaking louder than ever. And ultimately, that's what it is. It's just our time. Every other city and every other coast has had their time. It's time for us to let everybody know that don't really know the truth in this story. And it's being told by two of the most authentic people from each one of these places.
Yeah, and NOLA and Houston obviously belong in that category as well when you're talking about the history of the South.
Yes.
Uncle Luke, for you, what did you love about Freaknik back in the day?
Well, I mean, what I loved about it was our version of Woodstock. It was no different. It was the burning party. That folks would go. I mean, it was no different. I mean, the thing, the unique part about this documentary is, people have this misconception of what Freaknik was because they'll go to Google or whatever and sit there and look at, wild parties, wild people dancing on top of cars, because that is what attracts folks nowadays. They'll get to see the history of how Freaknik started, what it became, how politics played a part of it, how, major gridlock in cities that was created by the police officers. And then you'll see how the music was so much of influential force, a driving force in the actual culture of it, and then what transpired after, because at that time, hip hop in the South wasn't a major force in the music business to be reckoned with. I mean, we were just finding our way. We were just figuring out, what we were doing and how we were doing it. And because, me running around in this Two Live Crew group and owning this record company that was putting out, this hardcore music, you add that element into this nice, beautiful party called Freaknik, not understanding the name, the understanding the actual name of Freaknik, me thinking that it was a freaky party that I need to go and turn out to be a part of because we're on some freaky stuff. At the end of the day, it became something totally different, but once we got into it and kind of understood what the scene was all about, and all the other stars started aligning, JD and Lil Jon and the other artists from Atlanta in the music scene, and people coming there, and leaving out with music, because again, you got no internet, and back then, radio stations around the country was not playing hip hop from the South, so you went to Atlanta doing Freaknik, got your dose of new music, got your dose of So So Def, All-Star compilation, got your dose of loop music, and you went back to your cities, whether it was in Texas at Texas Southern, or whether it was in Houston, no, wherever you went to, you took that music back and you took the culture, the sound, and all that, and what you saw. You took it back and then you came back the next year.
Jermaine, you were the talk of the Super Bowl because of what you were wearing. Was that your Freaknik outfit?
Nah, that wasn't my Freaknik outfit.
What was the inspiration for that there? That was the talk of the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh man, I think that I feel like the world wasn't as hip to fashion as I am. I thought that, I thought, as part of Pharrell's new line, of Pharrell being the designer of LV, so I thought more people had checked up on this than they had. So I think people was more shocked than anything. And they took it how they took it. We was in Vegas. It was basically me having a tuxedo suit on, and it was hot, right? So I didn't want to wear the whole tuxedo. I just wanted the shorts. You know what I mean? But I had the top looking like whatever it was, and then the socks. The socks definitely was is part of the whole LV line. So it was interesting to see how many people were like talking about it. But it was also like interesting to me to let me know that, as much as I thought fashion was incorporated into the culture, people ain't really been paying that much attention to it.
Interesting. Now, Uncle Luke, I got to tell you, you're one of my favorite people over time, not just because of the music, because I consider you a sort of godfather of college sports NIL. You, Sonny Vaccaro, there's a couple of other people on that list. College athletes are finally getting their due in terms of the money that they're worth in this multi-billion dollar game. It does seem like college football is headed towards two super conferences at the top, with everybody else playing second fiddle in some sort of secondary division. Do you think that's the where college football ultimately ends up, with the Big Ten and the SEC at the top? Is it a good thing? And does Miami belong in that top group if and when it happens?
Miami definitely belong in the top group. During this weekend, I'm going over there and see Sark, good friend of mine, at Texas. But I do think it's going to end up eventually being two conference. Who gets into it? We don't know. I mean, they're talking about right now having 14 teams in, because obviously Notre Dame is not a part of a conference, so it would be no way that they can get in into the actual playoff series. So it's going to end up being a two super conference. I mean, when you look at what happened with the Pac and them get rid of the Pac at the height of the Pac because of Deion Sanders and everything, and that getting thrown in the garbage. It's just going to be that. It's going to be two conference like the AFC and the NFC. And you'll probably have them two battling each other, no different than what you have right now in the NFL. That's why I see it going to, because that ultimately money controls it all. And you just follow the money, and the networks control the money. And that's just the nature of the beast. A lot of teams who are not going to be able to pay the NIL money are going to be affected. Obviously, your school, Texas, is not going to be affected. Some other schools are not going to be affected. I think eventually Miami will probably run out of money with some of these billionaires and millionaires, and they'll probably end up doing something different. But those rich schools, that are connected, the University of Georgia is never going to run out of money, and those type of situations is going to end up arising. And the two powerhouses will be Texas and Georgia at the end of the day. I just hope my Miami is still in the conversation.
I mean, that's why it's important to try and get some sort of rev sharing model in place and set up guardrails too. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We could have a longer conversation about this. I wanted to ask you guys about Kirk Cousins to the Falcons. I may have to do that on the red carpet tonight. Uncle Luke, Jermaine, real pleasure, guys. Congratulations on this film, and best of luck, and enjoy the rest of your time here in the ATX.
Thank you.